So I'm honored to be asked to read. It's a short, about two-paragraph poem. It is very profound, in my opinion. It humanizes each individual water drop. And Reverend Michael Tino taught me that if you do a little bit of research and talk about the author, it has so much more meaning. So I used my phone and I clicked on the author, Leslie Takahashi, and she is a founding member of Thomas Jefferson District Anti-Racism Transformation Team. Served as a moderator for All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church in Durham, North Carolina, an intentionally multicultural anti-racist congregation. She serves as a co-minister at the Mont Diablo Unitarian Universalist Church in Walnut Creek, California, which is right down the street where my brother lives, but he doesn't go to Unitarian Church. Nobody's perfect. Okay. We Gather as Many Drops by Leslie Takahashi. We gather as many drops, each winding our own path down life's surfaces and ruts. Here we pool together as a single body, flowing together for a time. Together we are a stream, at times even a river, for with our shared force we can travel toward oceans of meaning and seas of connection.
Thank you. So, Josh, are there words that we say to collect the offering, or no? I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you for all that has been given and gratefully received. I always want to clap after you guys finish singing, so I'm going to clap. Thank you very much. Because why not? We can clap in church. Well, we can clap in fellowship. Sorry. Oh, boy. All righty. So good morning again, everybody. Buenos dias. Absolutely. So as I said, this Sunday we mark the beginning of new church year with our annual water service, and we celebrate our return to this place of worship as returning travelers from our disparate journeys, but not too disparate, I'm imagining. And we know this sermon was introduced into UU worship in the 80s, in the 1980s, so today we continue the tradition, a symbol of our shared faith coming together from many different sources. So what that suggests is that together we form a mighty river flowing into an infinite sea. And I like to say an infinite sea of possibility. And maybe that's just too much, but that's what I'm saying. So when I was preparing for this service, the spiritual, I got peace like a river, kept going through my mind. I got peace like a river in my soul. Sorry, I sing like a frog. But in its three stanzas, that spiritual evokes the three primary fruits of the spirit that says are listed in Galatians: peace, joy, and love. And it compares peace, joy, and love to an easygoing river, a happy, bubbling fountain, and a widespread ocean. And water, for sure, does offer us peace, love, and joy. It nurtures us, it cleanses us, it covers us. Water is a primary nutrient and an essential source of life. It nurtures us as we nurture each other. It connects us to the planet as we are connected to and by the web of life that enfolds all of us. Now, if you've heard me preach before, you know that I visit the Hudson River quite often. But I notice that even when the water is choppy, I can be at peace just standing on the shore. And I notice too that if I concentrate, that I can imagine myself a part of that river, touching shores that I cannot see. This is how the water flows in each of us. We are indeed connected by the universal intelligence in every molecule of water. A universe beyond our understanding. A single drop of water teems with life invisible to the naked eye, and yet alive with an abundance of potential, electrical energy, biological potential, to set into motion any number of neurological processes within our physical bodies that ignites our minds and bends our spirits into action, perhaps even bringing us together here today to honor our connection to each other and the journey of life that we share. We give thanks to the God of our understanding that has given us this gift, that the water that we have brought to share today, or that we will share today, and does flow from every corner of the world, that falls from the sky, that flows through our veins, just as it flows through the roots of the trees, the leaves of the flowers, that connects the great bodies of water underground, that winds through the cracks in the canyons, that flows from our faucets and gives us life. We lift up this metaphor and give thanks for a beautiful and benevolent universe that invites us to share our joys and sorrows, that gives us grace when we need it, that holds us accountable for what we do and invites us to care for each other and for this place. Water is powerful. It wears away great swaths of earth and creates deep furrows in the hardest rock. And in many ways, water shows us the way to make an impact is to just keep going, to keep flowing, to join with the streams and rivers of our neighbors and increase our strength such that the even seemingly immovable objects in our world, like famine and poverty and climate injustice and so many other systemic inequities, make way for goodness and equity and collective liberation. Water shows us that even the heaviest of objects can and will be moved if we just keep flowing together as one, intentionally, communally, elegantly, with grace, with joy, but most importantly, with love. Now, in the name of unity, we will share our waters into this common bowl that is here. You should also have at your seat a piece of paper and a pen where I invite you to share an intention for this church year, for this congregational year, or a memory, or a note of gratitude for this community of our UU family, or for the larger community that supports us, or just for the water of spirit that nurtures us from within. So I invite you to take a moment and jot down whatever is on your heart if you'd like. And as you come up to share your water, you can drop that into the basket that is also here to my left. We will post those in the fourth word. And feel free to share anonymously or not so anonymously. This is a gift for us to come together communally with love. Because words make a difference, and what you write on that paper will be manifest. So feel free as you come up to share. If the water is special to you, you may do that. You may also just pour the water into the bowl. Once the water is poured, we will use that water to give thanks and pay honor to our departed sister, Susan Shefflin. And I will ask for a few volunteers at that time. So, as you are ready,
water from our backyard, fitting for this summer.
I was hesitant to bring this water in because it's from Hawaii and from our vacation in July. Fortunately, it was before the fires and we were in Oahu, which is several islands away from Maui. But the irony of bringing water from Hawaii is kind of heavy.
I bought this water here, but it's Evian and it's symbolic of my trip to France last May, because this is what's all over France, and it was just so soul lifting to be there. So it's great.
The water I have here is very profound, significant mixtures of different parts of water, and one of which is I collected from Jordan Pond in Acadia National Park.
I brought water from my tap, and I've taken to, when I can remember, not taking it for granted and blessing the fact that we have water that is drinkable and that all water is sacred. I think it actually changes the water if we bring that attitude of sacredness to it.
I imagine that I took some water from the ocean at Cape May, where I go down by the jetty and read my book. Practically the only time all year that I read. And I can go to the pool of the hotel and fadoozle in the water, which I started doing when I was about 5 years old. So I'm a water boy. I love to be able to do that. And I'm happy to say that we put a deposit down for next summer, so I got something to look forward to.
this water is from Canopus Lake, which is right near our house. It's a place we like to go. It's special to us.
Local water represents a lot. It's local water, but it represents a lot.
Water is from the Tarrytown Reservoir, and my dad used to take my brother and I fishing. I used to get bugs in my hair, but I appreciate the fact that I know how to bait a hook, and that I know how to throw a fishing rod. I haven't done it in years, but it's a memory that I will always be grateful for. And I visit this lake often when I just need to chill out. Are we all in? Yeah, Eric? Oh, Mike.
Some water from Lake Peekskill. I lived there for 45 years. It was a wonderful place to have my kids grow up, and I'm thankful for Neville.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Gretchen. So, this water is already blessed and already sacred, and I invite one or two folks to carry this bowl out and to bless our tree in memory of Susan, and then we will gather back here for a benediction. Anyone who would like to go out can, but we're going to come right back here. You're going to have some folks coming with you, Gretchen, so don't pour until they're there. That's okay. It's important. It's important that we remember those are special to us. Josh, do you have your camera in your pocket? Take a picture of that for us, please. Thank you. So, our spoken benediction comes in the form of a poem by Cale Rice. All rivers run to the sea. I did not do my due diligence as Gretchen did, so I cannot tell you a lot about Cale Rice, but I'm sure you can Google her. It starts with a drop, then a trickle, a burble, a rush of water bubbling towards its destination, and finally the wide, endless sea. All rivers run to the sea.
Today you brought water and poured it into our communion bowl. Though our experiences have differed, these waters mingle, signifying our common humanity. Today you came and shared in this sacred community, and may you depart this sacred space. Hearts filled with hope for new beginnings, a fresh start. We will go forth, but return to this community where rivers of tears may be shed, where dry souls are watered, where your joy bubbles, where your life cup overflows, where deep in your spirit you have found in this place a home, all rivers run to the sea. May you now rise in body and spirit for our hymn, number 1064, Blue Boat Home. Thank you.